Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schluss for our Mormon name, Rosh Yichli Nishmas. Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. In the Gemara Maseches Brachos, and Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, it says, Lam Nismuchu Alim, Lenechalim, as the Pasuk says, Ki Nechalim Itayu, Ki Galos Alei Nahar, Ka Alim Nata Hashem, Ka Razim Alei Mayim. They extend like streams, like gardens by the river, like aloes which Hashem planted, like cedars by the water. So the Gemara darshins, what's the simichos between ohalim and nechalim? Ohalim are aloes or tents, and nechalim are streams. So the Gemara darshins. No mar lecha manachol amal tzadim mitum ala tayraf olim malam tzadim mikaf mechoyv ala kapsulos, just like mecholim, just like streams, elevate a person from tumah to tahara when he's toivel. So two tents, but the midrashos elevate a person from kaf choyva to kaf schus. Tents, meaning Rashi says the Bate Midrashas, elevate a person from being obligated, from being guilty to being innocent. Now the Mashmos of the Sukkah is not that Bilam wants to bless the tents and the Bate Midrashas as if they're Nechalim. Rather it's the Gemara that's darshaning the Smichus, and it's a Jerusha like any Jerusha in the Torah. Which is very strange, because we're darshaning Jerushas about Bilam. Bilam, what Bilam says. So the Pashtus is that, like the Maharil Diskin says, that the power of Nevuas Bilam is like the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. It has a Shem Torah immediately when he says it. It has a Shem Torah. And therefore we can darshan, because it's Torah. Now, the Rav Chida in the Pesach Einayim asked the question, what do we need this drasha for? We don't know that Batei Midrashos elevates you from Kaf Chov to Kaf Schus. We don't know that it's a great schus to learn in the Beis Medrash. So what do we need to come on to this Hekesh to Nechalim? Does Nechalim purify you? The Beis Medrash purifies you. We know that without the drasha. So he answered, based on what we find in Chulin, the Flamed Aleph, Flamed Aleph, that a woman who was Tovelis La'onsa, La'tumasa, La'ones, a woman who was Tovel by accident, the Tevila counts, because for Chulin you don't need Kavanah for Tevila. In other words, the Hekesh of the Gemara between the tents and the rivers, the streams, is telling us a chiddush, that even if a person goes to the Beis Medrash and he doesn't have proper kavana, even if it's la'onso, because of kavod, because of busha, whatever reason, but not for the purest of reasons, nevertheless it works, and it's not ketayv b'sher it's b'yada. So that's the chiddush of the Chida, that it's telling that it even works if it's la'onso, just like tefillah works la'onso. However, based on what the Ragachava writes in the Tzefnes Paneach and Madura Tinyana, page 57, in distinguishing between Chulin and Truma, that Tefillah the Chulin doesn't require Kavana, and Tefillah for Truma requires Kavana. And the reason is because Maisa Tefillah has two aspects to it. It removes the Tuma, and it also brings a Chalos Tara. It brings a new status of being pure. According to that, for Truma, we require a Chalos Tara in order to eat. And therefore, you have to have Kavana for Tevila, because without Kavana, you don't have a Chalos Tara. Not so for Chulin. Chulin, it's enough for Silika Tumah, just removing the Tumah. And therefore, Kavana isn't critical. So again, for Chulin, all you need is Silika Tumah. And for that, you don't need Kavana. Just to remove the Tumah, you don't need Kavana. But for Truma, you need also a Chalos Tara, and for that you need Kavana. So without Kavana, it doesn't work. That's what the Raga Chavra says. So according to that, maybe the MS, it would be effective to go into the Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash with that Kavanah, into the O, with that Kavanah. Because we want to go up into the world of S'chus. We don't just want to remove the Tumah, we want to have a Chalos Tara. So it shouldn't work, just like Truma doesn't work. So too this shouldn't work. Going in without Kavanah shouldn't work because there's no Chalos Tara if there's no Kavanah. So it's hard to say like the Chidah that it works even without Kavanah. It shouldn't work, just like Truma doesn't work without Kavanah, because here you need a Chalos Tara. So in the Chavetzel HaSharon, he's Meyashev, the Me'ara of the Yechidah, based on the Tzapnas Panach himself, who explains this Pasuk, that the Chiddush that's said over here is Al Shum Kocha Shel Torah. The Torah is like a nachal, Torah is like a mayan. And it's not like a mikveh. And there's a big difference between a mikveh, where all the water is in one place, and a flowing stream. You see in Erevin 54a, what does mean Charas HaLuchos had the first Luchos not been broken, Torah would never have been forgotten from the Jewish people. It would have been Charas, it would have been engraved on us forever. So even without Amal and Yigiyah, a person zocha to be makabel chachmas Torah. That would be the first luchas. The second luchas, it doesn't come so easily anymore. We also find the difference between the first and the second luchas, because the first luchas were together klalos. Somebody wanted to be masig the Torah, had to know all the details, and if he didn't know one chelek, his whole idea was puzzle, because the klalim are ma'akev each other. Shidishtabu aluchos, and the second luchos came around, they were given with details. And therefore a person has to toil hard in order to understand the details. On the other hand, the details aren't ma'akev. Whenever you understand. First luchos are klalim. So if you don't understand one klal, you don't understand the other. But the second luchos are pratim. So whatever you got, you got. Whatever you didn't get, you didn't get. But the first luchos don't require amelus. The second luchos require more amelus. The first luchos are more general. You wouldn't have forgotten it. And the second luchos require a lot of toil. Maybe it's adds more that. That's the tzapnas panach. And then that, the tzapnas panach adds what it says in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Zara b'shem Rabbi Simon, Yehuda Rabbi Simon, says, Haluchos hayu masoy avroim sa. And he explains over there, they were weighed 40 sa. He explains that the first luchos were together mikvah of avroim sa, and in that they're like a mikvah, that if you lack anything of the 40 sa, it's puzzle. And all the 39 sa don't help. And the Torah is given as a gift without toil, when it's shleim on tamima. So that's the first luchos. The first luchos are begeder mikvah, 40 sa'ah. 40 sa'ah, you have to have the whole thing. If you don't have the whole thing, you don't have anything. 39 doesn't work. The Torah was given as a gift without amel, when it's shleim on tamima. And that's what the pasuk is telling us, that the luchos shnius are not like that. Ela kelecholim nitayu. Like Nachal is Mitar B'choltehu, Mekvos, Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin, Perek Hei Mishneh Hei. That it's Mitar B'choltehu. You don't need 40 Saf, it's a flowing stream. And in this, the Torah is together Pratim. Because here there's no Kinyan in the Torah, B'chlalusa, without toiling in Torah. And the kinyan of Yigiyah, this kinyan of toiling, is in every detail in Yigiyah Satara. And therefore, if anybody doesn't have Yigiyah B'kol Chalkei HaTorah, and what he knows. It's not like the first luchos that you had to know all the klalim and they were ma'akev. Here, there are a lot of pratim. Pratim aren't ma'akev. You know one prat, you don't know the other prat, you still know what you know. And you have to toil on each prat to understand each detail. That's kinecholim nitayu. That's how we learn Peshat in the Pasuk. But now Torah is b'chinas nachal. Every detail that you know is valuable. It's a great maila. With that, he explained the end of the Pasuk, as is darshan in the Gemara. Yizar b'nei anim shemehem teitzei Torah shenemar yizal midai midalyo. Shemehem teitzei Torah. Be careful with the sons of anim. Torah is going to come from them, because water is going to flow from the dalim, from the poor. Literally, it means from the... from the wells, water will flow from his wells, as it says in the next pasuk. But the Gemara darshins, from the poor people, Torah is going to come. So we explain the Ragachavar, the Bechinas Yizal Mayim is mechuvin to Mayim Zochlim. Mayim Zochlim, if you have flowing water, that's no good in a mikvah, that passes a mikvah. When it comes to Nar, it's kasher. And with this, we have a difference in the Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shnius. In Luchos Rishonis, in Luchos Rishonis, there's no kinyan l'bnei geirim b'nei anim b'nei amei aratzis ki yan ki eino ela mimatana, because that was given as a gift and it wasn't given as a gift to them. But Luchos Shnius is Talui Amal and Yigiyah, that's given to everybody. Keser Torah Munach Umezuman, anybody who wants to can take it. So that's the Bechina of Yizal Mayim, Mayim Zochlim. Mayim Zochlim, this flowing water, is Pasul in a Mikvah and it's Kasher in a Nar. And that's in the first Luchos and the second Luchos. The first Luchos, there's no kinyan l'bnei geirim b'nei anim b'amei aratzis, because that's b'matana, it wasn't given to them. But Luchos Shnius, anybody can take. Keser Torah Munach Umezuman. It says here in the Psukim that the Maila of Torah is Tali Ba'olim. Atavu Alecha Yaakov, it's a Sugi in Shabbos. A person should never prevent himself from coming to the Beis Medrash even for one moment. When he dies, dying for it is b'chumin to the Beis Medrash. The oil. Rambam writes, "Amrucham derech remes, zil satar de mekiel misbaoel, anatar miskiel misilu mei shemei misatzma baalei hachachma." So you see that the mis is mechuvenes, then you know al hachachma. Tar is miskayim, so when he was mei misatzma baalei hachachma. And that's mechuven, because that's the Luchos Shnius. Luchos Shnius are alecha Yaakov, and that's the toil. Toiling is the killing yourself. But for the Luchos Shnius, which is connected to the oel, is what we've been discussing. That wasn't given as a gift. That you have to work hard for. That you have to kill yourself for, and then you get it. So now we understand the hekesh between olim and nechalim. You tell us that yafik kochah shel Torah, the Luchos Shnius, would elevate you from tumah to tara, even in the details. You don't have to know it all. Even a little bit. So that's the connection. Nechalim is mitara even a little bit. You don't need 40 sun. So to the Olim, which is a remnant of the place that you kill yourself, that you toil, that you work hard, the Luchos Shnius, they're also knowing all the details. Each detail that you know is in itself a Maila, and it's given to all. Okay, this is obviously a Mayim Shein Lem Sof. You'll excuse the pun. There's a lot more to talk about. But it's nice just to share this idea. Mir Tashem, we will lean on to revisit it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.